All right, so
what?
We're in the fucking Perek Daled. Yeah, and we're talking about how a person has to be careful from a different type of Yetzer Hara, because if the Yetzer Hara can convince you not to do mitzvahs, then he'll get you, no problem. But sometimes some people are too strong that the Yetzer Hara knows he can't just get them, okay, don't do mitzvahs. So, they're going to do it. They're going to do the mitzvahs. They've been doing mitzvahs their whole life. Yetzer Hara is not strong enough to overpower them on that. So the Yetzer Hara is not going to get them to not do mitzvahs. So instead, what the Yetzer Hara is going to come and do and say, huh, you do mitzvahs, but you're not really doing mitzvahs. You're not doing mitzvahs until you have the full machshava, the full kavana. And then he says, this is in the Parakim Perek Daled. And he says like this, and this is where he starts, you know, going on and on. And he says that the Yetzer Hara is going to convince you that you have to work on your kavanas, you have to work on your machshava, and you have to be matayer, your machshava, until you have it really good. And then he says, you know what? The Atarei, I don't know if you see it in Prok and Perek Daled. Atarei drachav v'chachem tam bazeh. Watch the derech of the Yetzer Hara carefully. Eich shehu chacham lahara me'ayin taif. He's going to give you bad advice. Hayoyim l'yoyim alacha. He's going to tell you. Shekol Torah, any Torah or mitzvah, shebelo dveikus, that you're not doing with the proper dveikus to Hashem, ain't a klum, it's nothing. You got to prepare your heart. Ulagbia machshavtecha, koydem asiyas kol mitzvah tefila. You have to raise your machshavah to make sure it's machshavah tahar. And that it should be so tahar that you got to work on it for hours. Hours, one second. Achiyavar zman mitzvah. By the time you finish figuring out the machshava, it's going to be after the zman of the mitzvah. So then Yetzer will say, okay, fine. But what's better anyway? You're going to daven on time, shvacha davening? Or you're going to daven with the full fervor? Oh, okay, it will be 3 p.m. until you're ready, but who cares? Who cares if it's 3 p.m? All right, so what? But at least you have the right machshava, right? The year of the chaponim, and he's going to show you, should call tefillah or mitzvah, any tefillah or mitzvah, shenasis v'kavana atzuma, that's done with the proper kavana, b'kedusha v'tahara, that's done with kedusha, af shalom bizman, even though it's not in the right zman, harei yakara, the Yetzer Hara coming to that's more valuable, mikiyum mitzvah bizmana, v'shalom b'kavana. It's more valuable than the mitzvah shalom b'kavana, u'kishi argilcha, and then that's the beginning of the end. That's the beginning of the end. Why? Once the Yetzer Hara convinces you not to worry about it if you pushed off the Zman a little bit, okay, right, because you're so elevated, slowly but surely it will convince you. It's just going to slowly convince you don't have to worry about the zman and the details of the mitzvah to begin with. And eventually, you could just end up having Dvar B'Telem V'yadichacha Mikol, and the Yetzer Hara will push you away from the mitzvahs. V'lo yashalcha, what will you end up with? Loi ma'isa mitzvah v'loi machshava toiva. You'll have neither one. V'gam. And furthermore, harehu harisas kol ha'torah b'chlola. This is the single easiest way to destroy the whole Torah. Excuse me. If chas v'shalom, noy velo, if we chas v'shalom, listen to the Yetzer Hara, lahatos oizeh, to listen, lechalik svasav bedark oizeh, if we listen to the Yetzer Hara in this area, haga atzmacha, so imagine, im yachin atzmai, let's say the Yetzer Hara convinces you and says, no, you have to have high levels. What? And the night of Pesach, you're going to be thinking the whole night about your high levels. And you're not going to end up eating matzah till the morning. So you have two yidin. One yid is so kadosh that he's thinking about his machshavas about how to eat matzah the whole night until the morning. Eventually, he didn't eat the kazayas during the day. He ate it during at night. He ate it during the day. And there's another yid that doesn't know anything, but he eats matzah when he's supposed to. Who gets more schar? The pasha yid gets more schar, right? So the yitzhar is going to come into not to end up doing the mitzvah at all. Okay, hare kol tars machshavte pigul hu lo yiratzay. But the person who actually ate the kazayas, he's the right man. And he says, if you're not, this is where he says, if you're not careful, if you don't do the mitzvahs at the right time. So what's the difference, he says, being zeh to miss kriyashma in the right time? You do Kriya Shema a little bit late, or you do Shemoneh Esrei a little bit late. What's the difference between that versus someone who decides that he's going to get close to Hashem by blowing shofar on Pesach and eat instead of matzah and eating matzah on Rosh Hashanah, or fasting on Erev Yom Kippur and then taking the lulav on Yom Kippur? V'ayei makom la'Torah. Where's room for the Torah at all? So this is, you know, like I said, this is like the practical Muslim part of the Sefer where he brings it all down. He says, I already told you, okay? The Maisa Mitzvah itself accomplishes tremendous things in Shemayim. You don't need to worry about the Machshavos. You don't need to worry about all the Kavanos. You don't need to worry about this stuff. The Maisa Mitzvah itself, okay? The Maisa Mitzvah itself does it all. That.
But if somebody could have the kavanah better.
Of course, they should have the kavanah better. But when the kavanah is going to be a at the expense of the mitzvah itself, then that's a big problem.
So some people, for example, they have breakfast before they daven, kind of thing, or they.
Okay, so look, that's details in halacha.
Right, but the excuse is that it helps them be more focused, better. I guess it's not getting mentally ready for the mitzvah, but it helps. They're going to perform better.
Look, it's the same thing with having. That's a halacha shaila. At what point do you say you're allowed to eat for the purpose of davening? If you're weak, and this, there is halachas about that, but it's got to be within the guidelines of halacha, as opposed to just a person coming up with his own idea of, you know, I think this is better. Now, by the way, as a matter of fact, this was really, if you think about it, this was really Shaul's mistake in this week's Haftorah, right? He was commanded by Hashem to kill everybody. And he says, no, why would I kill the people? I could rather use them for a korban, right? And Hashem basically says, just listen to what I'm saying. Don't come up with your great ideas. Whatever you follow the mitzvah of Hashem, that's your best bet. You don't need to do more than that. The opposite, you try to do more than that, you're just losing. Right, so you know, essentially, that's really what was his mistake, and then he says, furthermore, he says, if a person spends too much time concentrating on those types of details, then he says, then they can't, on the machshava, then they cannot spend the adequate time trying to do the mitzvah with all of the prateh mitzvah. So instead of spending time, you know, making sure they have a beautiful kosher lulav, according to all the opinions, they're going to be studying the tikkunim or whatever, right? And of the mitzvah, not doing the mitzvah in the right zman, and with the all right details. So that's part of it. Now, that's basically what the Perek Dalet is about. A pretty stark musar and very litvish musar. You know, like straight to the point, you know, no frills, just do what you got to do. Now, he brings a great vart from the Vilna Gaon. He brings a vart that the Vilna Gaon says a similar vart. But he says that there's a chazal that says, Yetzer hara is doime lezvuv. The Yetzer hara is like a fly. V'yoyshev ben shnei miftechei alev. And it sits between two chambers of the heart. So what does that mean exactly? So he says that it's yadua that the Yetzer HaTov is on the right hinge, in the right chamber of the heart. The Yetzer Hara is in the left chamber of the heart. U'mishkan ha-Yetzer Hara b'chalal smili. Like it says, lev chacham li minoi, lev ksil v'smoili. So he says like this, the Yetzer HaTov stays in its place always. right? The Yetzer Tov never tries to convince you to do an Avera. But he says, but the Yetzer Hara is like a zvuv, it's like a fly. It goes back and forth from both chambers. Why? Because the Yetzer Hara sometimes convinces you to do Averas. That's when it's in the left chamber. He says, but sometimes the Yetzer Hara dresses up like a fly and flies over to the right chamber and tries to convince you to do a mitzvah. In other words, sometimes the Yetzer Hara is not straight up fighting with you to do an Avera. Sometimes the Yetzer Hara is fighting with you to do a mitzvah in a way that's going to end up messing it up. So, no, you're not ready yet. You know, you're not ready. Make sure you get, you know, you got to think about it more. You got to spend more time preparing and all this, and you end up losing out the mitzvah. So he says that's really what it means when we say that the Yetzer Hara is like a fly flying back between the right chamber and the left chamber, because it disguises himself as the Yetzer Hara of mitzvahs. And that's also dangerous. It's a dangerous thing. Okay, so that's essentially the limud. Now we're gonna, and then we'll continue. But basically, these middle chapters are you know about that topic. I think we're getting the gist. We'll do it a little bit more next time. Okay, we'll continue. Okay, everybody. I was thinking if we finish these prakim, before Purim, maybe after Purim, between Purim and Pesach. I was thinking to do something Pesach related before we start Chardalet. From the limud of the Gra or Chaim Volozhiner. So we'll see. Maybe do the Shir with the Pirsha de Gra.
Good.
So we'll see. Okay. I'll keep you guys posted. Okay. Shkoyach.